I'm here at the corner of Georgia and Cardero Street in downtown Vancouver. It's Wednesday, June 1st, and it looks like a group of caribou are getting ready to march on the Weston Bayshore Hotel. That's where the Forest Summit is being organized right now, and this is the Counter Forest Summit demonstration. Down on the Cole Harbor waterfront, veteran forest campaigners are marshaling their forces for the Counter Forest Summit.
Currently, as we stand here today, logging some of the last habitat for caribou.
Zipporah Berman is a spokesperson for Forest Ethics, one of the rally's organizers.
In fact, I feel like the tide has already turned. There are over 200 companies around the world, including Staples and Home Depot, that are demanding Forest Stewardship Council certified products. They're demanding products that don't come from endangered forests. So if the industry won't listen to the people, they'll likely listen to their customers, and we're starting to see change. There are a couple of logging companies in Canada that we're working with, Tembec and Domtar, who are committing to defer contentious areas on the ground and to change their logging practices. That's the thin edge of the wedge, and we think that change is starting to happen. CEOs of major logging companies in this day and age have a choice. They can either put money into public relations initiatives and defending current practices, and the controversy will grow, or they can commit to changing their forest practices, recognizing that we need greater conservation on the ground, and start working with us now to ensure that.
What about the role of the BC government or government in this? Are they missing from the table today?
We have not seen any leadership from this government on forest issues, and in fact, the BC government has gutted the laws that we did have protecting our forests and the monitoring and enforcement staff that were in place to oversee the logging industry. Under Gordon Campbell's government, the government itself has become the largest logger of caribou habitat. So the BC Timber Sales Program is logging more caribou habitat than almost any other company in British Columbia. So we are not only, we have not been able to look to them for leadership, and in fact, what we're seeing is more and more, it's industry that is being pushed to move, and government is following. So we are hopeful that in Campbell's new term, we'll see a new forest policy out of them that will protect both forest-dependent communities and our forests.
And what about the last question is, you know, there's a lot of people sometimes, you know, we're in an urban area, but what about people in rural BC, a lot of people who are dependent on the forest industry for a living? How do we connect to them? How do you bring them alongside with you on issues like today?
The government's and industry's own studies are showing that we're logging 20 to 50% above sustainable rates. If we continue logging the way that we're logging, this industry is going to be in decline and we're going to lose more jobs. More and more studies are showing that we can protect more forests and increase the number of jobs in our forest industry by ensuring value-added products, by giving the forest communities themselves tenure. So it's not just the big companies who have the rights to log. So, I really encourage the forest-dependent communities to work with the conservation community to find new solutions for British Columbia.
Suddenly, a pair of medics come trotting down the sidewalk with a patient on a makeshift stretcher. It's a bear, or possibly a forest activist in a bear costume. More nurses and doctors appear with stethoscopes and bandages. The bear is squirting a red liquid all over the sidewalk.
Name is Great Bear Rainforest.
All right, we're all going to have to work on this one. We'll need an all-RMP hooked up stack.
Oh no, we've got high-value wildlife habitat in danger.
Prefer logging in 100 intact valleys to bring down market pressure.
It looks pretty bad, but I think we can save it.
20 valleys protected, 68 watersheds in Moratoria.
Our patient is stabilizing, but we're not out of the woods yet. We need a G2G protocol.
Nurse, we need Chief Medical Officer 2.0 in here right away.
Yes, doctor.
What happens if we get the G2G protocol? I don't know. Not sure. Never seen a case like this before.
Yes, what is it? I have a hospital to run.
The chief medical officer is a Gordon Campbell lookalike, wearing a bad wig and carrying a martini glass in one hand and a chainsaw in the other.
We need to establish a G2G protocol with the First Nations Board on a framework for increased environmentally sound economic opportunities and integration of Aboriginal rights before we can operate.
If we can just pass working forest legislation and say we will lead the world in sustainable environmental management with the best air and water quality and the best fisheries management, bar none.
What?
No!
Are you kidding?
All right. I will speak to the First Nations Board right after I make sure everyone is eating their genetically modified veggies in the cafeteria.
I hope it doesn't take too long.
Well, in the meantime, what we can do is harvest this intact valley over here.
Are you crazy? We need to have 70% of ecosystems in their natural state if our patient is to remain even viable.
There's no way I'll stand for that.
That was the First Nations. We now have a G2G protocol.
We are still left with what we're to do with our patients.
What about EBM?
EBM?
It's a new radical procedure called ecosystem-based management.
I've heard of it, but what is it exactly?
Well, EBM is an adaptive approach to managing human activities that seek to ensure the coexistence of healthy, fully functioning ecosystems and human communities. The intent is to maintain those spatial temporal characteristics of ecosystems such that component species and ecological processes can be sustained and human well-being supported and improved.
Very interesting. It might just work. Nurse, please bring Chief Medical Officer 2.0 back in here.
Test results are back. Fish farms are causing sea lice infestation in salmon populations. I think we should ban fish farms.
What is it this time? How can we expect this hospital to make any money if you keep interrupting me?
To save our patient, we need to implement EBM.
Why not just declare a small spirit bear conservancy? Then we can move on with mining and oil exploration. That's where the money is.
Have you been drinking, mining, and oil exploration? The risk is just way too great.
I'm going to have to take this to the board of directors.
The board?
We need to act now. The whole world is watching.
No matter. It goes to the board. I suggest you consider the Spirit Bear Conservancy.
What are we going to do?
There's been a consensus reach on the NCLRMP and the CCLRMP with specific recommendations on a protected area network.
Well, without leadership on this, I'm afraid we're going to have to put the Great Bear Rainforest on life support.
What?
No!
We have done all that we can for now.
From the seawall, looking back up the hill, we can see what looks like a huge mob of bears, caribou, salmon, and spotted owls moving down the street toward us. They're led by a woman with a megaphone and a marching band in bizarre costumes.
Thank you.
have stilt walkers and the carnival band. We have people holding banners. Banners say things like, community forest, yes. Industrial logging, no. Okay. Welcome, Weyerhaeuser. Welcome to Weyerhaeuser, clear-cut country. And logging the boreal forest kills the caribou. What are you wearing on your head?
Caribou antlers.
Oh, so you're a caribou?
Yeah.
What are you doing here today?
I'm protesting against clearing my habitat.
I see you've got some of the young with you today.
Yep, the next generation.
Just a little baby. People are dancing here as the carnival band is playing outside the forest summit. Forest companies are determining the future of the forest for the next 10 years in BC and in Canada. And this lively demonstration is intended to show them the way. About 200 people are gathered here today, including an entourage of police officers. They have video cameras too, and they're filming the crowd. But no one seems to be intimidated. Folks are dancing in the sunshine here.
Thank you for coming out! So if people want to gather in for a minute, we're going to have a couple of talks. And then move on to more music and fun. My name is Sipora Berman, and I work with Forest Ethics, and I have the honor of being your host for today. So let's talk about what's happening today. Inside this building are the majority of the world's logging companies, who hold the fate of what's left of our remaining old-growth and endangered forests in their hands. They're here today to talk about sustainability. Do a little talking, create a couple committees, maybe put some money into public relations initiatives. A pamphlet that I picked up inside this morning from Weyerhaeuser says they're radio collaring caribou to study them while they're logging caribou habitat. If there's one message that goes that you take away from this rally, it's that we've had enough talking and it's time for some action to save what's left of the world's endangered forests and endangered species. So what do we know about what's happening around the world? We know that over half of the world's forests have already been destroyed or degraded. That in fact, we only have 20% left on the planet of forests that are large enough, intact enough to maintain biodiversity. And at the same time, organizations like the International Union for the Conservation of Nature are telling us that we're experiencing species loss greater than any other time in humanity's history. In fact, 100 times greater. I'm here to ensure today that the people in this building know that they will be held accountable for the decisions that they make today, that they make tomorrow and the next day when they get back to their offices about what's left of the world's endangered forests. Pleasure to introduce to you now Candace Patiki, who has been working on forest issues in British Columbia for over 15 years. She lives in the inland temperate rainforest and will tell you about what's happening not only in the inland temperate rainforest, but across Canada and in the Canadian boreal. Here's Candace.
You know, I just saw Valerie Langer over there, and she said, this is so great. I said, I'm afraid I'm going to get up there and cry. You guys are so beautiful. It's just such an honor to be here speaking to you all. I love you all. So I'm just going to say a few words about the Canadian context here. We are privileged to be in northern North America, where some of the last wonderful intact forests on this planet are. One quarter of the world's forests are here in Canada. We have the Canadian boreal forest, which is actually one of the three largest forests left in the world. The boreal forest is the lungs of the earth, along with the Amazon. It's sort of like one lung, and the Amazon is the other lung. We can't lose these forests. Where I live, the inland temperate rainforest region of British Columbia is the only inland temperate rainforest in the world. You know, and these companies in here are logging it to the point where it's almost impossible for that forest to support the caribou and the grizzly bears and the other species that need to live there. Half of the world's bird species rely on the boreal forest for their nesting. So it's really, really, really important that we speak up as Canadians and Americans to save these precious forests and forests around the world. And why the antlers, right? What's with the caribou nation thing? Caribou are the icon of wildness. The only mountain caribou in the world live in the inland temperate rainforest. The only mountain caribou in the world, only inland temperate rainforest in the world. Not something that we can afford to lose. Caribou are throughout the boreal forest. And funny thing, where the forests are wild and the forests are intact, there's caribou. And where the forests aren't wild, where we've had logging and road building and other kinds of industrial incursion, we lose caribou. Caribou are the symbol of wildness. They're the symbol of abundance. They're the icon of what's wild and free and wonderful about these northern forests that we all love so much. So, who is in charge of logging those forests? These guys. Hi, guys.
Sean!
The sad fact is 5 acres a minute are logged in Canada. 5 acres a minute. In the time that the Global Timber Summit is meeting here, we will lose 20,000 acres of forest. Not acceptable. What's happening to those forests? They're being turned into wood and paper products. Disposable paper products, tissue, paper towels, catalogs, things that people don't even want. That's not acceptable. So they're here to talk about their vision. We're here to show them that our vision is different. We have a vision of healthy forests, clean water, healthy ecosystems, abundant wildlife, caribou running free forever. You guys are great. You guys are Caribou Nation. Thank you so much.
From the Counter Forest Summit. It was organized by Forest Ethics, Greenpeace, Sierra Legal Defense Fund, Western Canada Wilderness Committee, and Rainforest Solutions, among others. This has been a low-tech production of Green Monkey Radio. I'm your host, Jane Doe. You can contact us by email at radioactivegreenmonkey@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening.